AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Danish police have arrested two men suspected of helping the gunmen who carried out the two shooting attacks over the weekend in Copenhagen. Police there say the arrests were made Sunday and that the two men will face a custody hearing today. One of Saturday's attacks was outside a synagogue. Rabbi Menachem Margolin of the European Jewish Association says Jewish institutions across the continent require 24/7 security from European governments.
Jewish people don't send the kids anymore to Jewish schools. There are people who don't come to synagogue anymore. There are people who don't go to kosher supermarkets anymore, but they order everything by phone. This is unacceptable. This is 2015, and we cannot live under these conditions.
Egyptian warplanes have been striking Islamic State targets in Libya after that extremist group released a grisly video showing the beheading of several Egyptian Coptic Christians that had held hostage for weeks. AP correspondent Ashraf Kalik reports from Cairo that one of the militants narrates the video.
In rather clear North American accented English, he gave a warning to the Crusaders, as the Islamic State people refer to Christians, saying, "Safety for you will only be a wish."
House Speaker John Boehner is raising the possibility that the Department of Homeland Security may shut down at the end of the month because of a budget impasse.
The House has done its job under the Constitution. It's time for the Senate to do their job. Listen, I've got a tough job here. So does Senator McConnell. But Senate Democrats are the ones standing in the way. They're the ones jeopardizing funding.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. Well, now that the latest snowstorm has moved out, New England is dealing with frigid cold. Sub-zero air temperatures with wind chills as low as 20 to 40 below zero. The Arctic cold front already had frozen the upper Midwest, with temperatures in Michigan plunging to minus 27 in the upper peninsula. This is AP Radio News. The official sign-up season for President Obama's health care law may be over, but leading congressional Democrats say millions of Americans facing new tax penalties deserve a second chance. Three senior House members tell the Associated Press they'll urge the administration to grant a special sign-up opportunity for uninsured taxpayers who'll be facing fines under the law for the first time this year. Meanwhile, the AP's Carlotta Bradley reports a close eye's been kept on the federal healthcare.gov website for any new bugs.
One computer glitch got patched up on Saturday. It involved a person's income verification. The administration provided no statistics on weekend signups, instead releasing numbers that showed tens of thousands of consumers were trying to connect online and by phone.
Predictions of nasty weather Monday and on Fat Tuesday prompted Houma, Louisiana authorities to move three parades scheduled on those days up to Sunday, so four were rolling. That was the number already scheduled Sunday in New Orleans. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.